did you find this?
Hello, Craig.
I know the schedule came out. I'll let Craig have his piece here shortly, but I think what we've talked about in the past is the NFL Players Association is like the weakest fucking union ever.
Yes.
Because they cooked everybody on the schedule, and also this NFLPA rookie list is so wrong. They have Audric Estime at the Packers. They have the wrong picture for Jalen Wright, who they put on the Patriots. They put Jonathan Brooks on the Panthers. Really? Oh, no, Brooks is on the Panthers.
Yeah. Yeah, they nailed that one.
They got that one good, yeah.
One out of three ain't bad.
I'm fucking so confused of what they did here.
Dude, fuck the schedule makers. Like, was it Kansas City and Baltimore and I think Houston all play three games in 10 days?
And then KC's, like, strength of schedule is, like, super weak. So it's hey, we're just giving you the three-peat.
Have fun.
And the Jets have, like, six night games in the first, I don't know, 10 weeks or something like that. And it's, like, the first time that's ever happened since the merger.
They're going to get flexed out. That's that fucking brain worm.
If my prediction holds true and Rodgers plays less than six games, then that will be correct.
It's because it's Big Sun. They're taking him out so he can't photosynthesize on the field and he'll lose all his powers and his little freak, little weak, fragile other Achilles is going to tear because he doesn't play in the sun.
I think that he's going to be taken to injured reserve because of RFK brain worms.
Oh, no.
That's my guess.
Take Harrison Butker with him, too.
The ayahuasca worms?
Do you think that if we gave Harrison Butker ayahuasca, he'd be less or more of a douche when he came out of his trip?
I think he would just come out of the closet.
Yeah, Ryan, did you hear about all that shit?
I saw something that, like, it's got to be a rumor, Butker, like, hooked up with a male cheerleader in college or something.
Well, yeah, because he gave all those homophobic, transphobic, racist, sexist, everything comments at a commencement speech. Yeah,
I didn't hear the speech, but I knew people were talking about it for some reason.
Yeah, and a bunch of people that went to his college were like, "You gonna tell anyone that you're gay in college? Anybody?"
Which you like, hey man, it sucks that someone sucks dick better than you, and like your mom wasn't home because she's a career professional. But like, don't lambast everybody else for being successful with the things they do. Like, you fucking kick a football for a living. Just shut the fuck up.
Right.
And
this
like,
this is my old man statement. You kick a ball, so shut the fuck up.
And if you agree with Harrison Butker on issues of gender and all that kind of stuff, don't listen to our show. Fuck you.
I don't think we're that audience, to be honest.
I'd hope not.
I'm sure if like maybe some boomer scanned my backpack with the QR code, hey, thanks. But also, I don't think we're that kind of audience.
Did they scan it because they thought it was a restaurant menu?
Probably.
Yeah. Yelp review.
It's Chili's menu.
So on a more Southwest oriented note, actually a less Southwest oriented note, Darren Waller, still an active NFL player.
Yeah, but he's going to retire. I mean, they drafted, what's his name? Theo, right?
Yeah, Theo Johnson.
So he's going to retire. I actually dropped him after some crazy trade that me and Tony did in the, which dynasty is that?
Live Free or Dynasty Hard.
Yeah. So me and I Tony bit on me putting Josh Allen out there on the trade block. What was the exact trade? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Yeah, it was T-Law, Mark Andrews, and a second round pick or something like that for Josh Allen.
No, it was four things. Oh, I got T-Law, Andrews, and Tajay Spears.
Oh yeah,
and second round pick.
Yeah,
for Josh Allen.
I mean, we talked about it on air, but we broke it. Ryan pulled the trigger. Which is great. So we could just flow into the startup talk because we haven't done much. It's been kind of slow.
Can I talk about standing on business and transition to the startup in one moment?
Let's do it.
Hey, Waleed, I know you're listening to this like 4 months after the fact, but I'm going to dox our DMs here. Because this is the person who doesn't trade his first round picks ever. and he was mad that I took Xavier Worthy at my pick, and I said, you can have him for your 25 first, and then he immediately replied within 5 seconds, you can have him.
Yep. Yep. Hey, man, you take Xavier Worthy, take him. You want him, take him. You gotta pay for him.
Yep.
I sold as a good transition point. I obtained a 2025 first. Last week, we talked about the pick I was going to make. I ended up taking J.J. McCarthy and was offered something else, was offered another deal that involved me giving up J.J. McCarthy, so I did. And it kicked me back later on in the round, and I ended up with Bryce Young. So essentially, I shopped J.J. McCarthy for Bryce Young in a 2025 first.
That's a fucking good deal.
Okay.
Love it for me.
And you got to snipe me on Bryce Young because I wanted him at 5'12".
I also got TJ Hockenson in pick six, in round six. And team, like, I'm not trying to win much this year. Like, he's not doing me any favors. But in tight end premium next year, if I decide to push, like, that's huge.
Can we give our teams again since we've had a few rounds since we talked last?
Yeah, I'll go first. I have Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, and Bryce Young. My wide receivers so far are Michael Pittman and Nico Collins, and I have TJ Hockenson. Okay. Ryan, who do you got? Ryan with the bold zero wide receiver strategy.
Yeah, so far. I feel like in this league, I lost out on a lot of the big names. So I think my strategy is just going to be drafting younger guys and developing the wide receiver position. Because right now I have Burrow and Herbert, and I had 2 5th round picks who I used to get Kyren Williams and Kenneth Walker at 5'2" and 5'8". And I did take Travis Kelce with 6'11". I just said, screw it. This is a tight end dominant league. Why not have Sam Laporta and Travis Kelce? Who cares that I'll have to get rid of him next year? Or
it's best ball too. Yeah.
Well, and right. Like, here's the thing, right? He's going to finish as what? Wide receiver 9, wide receiver 12. Right? So like, you're essentially just drafting a wide receiver at this point. So like, the points per game isn't going to make a difference. So it's like, I don't see any difference between drafting Kelce there and Davante Adams. Right.
Right. Sure. Well, a majority of guys, we were talking about this in the Discord earlier, 80% of guys are going to give you the same range of outcomes. I mean, like, sure, Chris Olave might end up giving you 12 points a game compared to Terry McLaurin's 9 points a game, but it's all range of outcome, right? They're all pretty much the same, and all the huge difference makers are gone. So like, now you're just taking stabs at whatever you can.
Yeah.
So
I do have the turnaround pick. I have 7'2", so Kelce was 6'11".
You have plenty of juice left on the clock. Yeah. You have Pacheco, Addison, Rashee Rice, right. Swift, Diggs, Adam, Henry, McConkey, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, Joe Mixon. Like, there's a lot of juice left.
No.
So Shane, tell us your team.
I went ceiling on this. Initially, I was going to make this the bit of white boy summer, because all my players were white to start off with. But then quickly it transitioned to the third round because I got Tua. We talked about last time. I got Brock Bowers. Talked about that last week.
Dude, listen, I'm a white guy. I'm not trying to question anybody's racial identity because that's not really my place. But I'm going to tell you this. The fact that Tua talked about Sound of Freedom in a press conference makes that man white.
Yeah, that's honestly fair.
If you watch Sound of Freedom and you loved it, you're white.
And don't listen to our podcast. And then I went ceiling at 5'12". I went Debo. I think this is the year I'm back in on that, especially in best ball, because the people that were left, I was like, do I really want George Pickens? Not really.
No.
And then I went Xavier Worthy at the turn. So I'm playing ceiling here. So Josh Allen, Puka, Tua, Brock Bowers, Debo, and Xavier Worthy. So obviously I have some decisions to make at 7'12" of if Derrick Henry and Joe Mixon hit me, do I just click that and then just compete? Or do I lean more towards like a Keon Coleman type, you know?
And that, but like, these are the rounds that the board tells you where to go.
Yeah.
Like, is there really that much of a difference in point per game output between Jordan Addison and Ladd McConkey? No.
No. And I think too, like, knowing the ecosystem in which we're playing, which is a football absurdity league, running backs are going to fall. So you can get a little greedy. Like, I don't know, like Jonathan Brooks went in the seventh. Saquon went in the fifth. Etienne and JT went at like almost the fifth round. Like, there's going to be supreme. You can pick up players later.
Yes. There's tons of value still on the board. There's even still a couple starting quarterbacks on the board.
Yeah.
We have got Bo Nix is still out there. Kirk Cousins. You got the bad man in Cleveland. Baker's out there.
Stafford.
Yeah. There's, I mean, Geno Smith.
Fart sound.
Yeah.
Seattle. I don't know about Seattle this year, boys.
It's going to be gross. All right. So I know the Washington Huskies head coach or offensive coordinator is going to be there this year. So like, they're obviously going to try to run air raid, but like Geno turned into a pumpkin last year. So, and then the backup is Sam Howell.
That's actually, so spoiler alert. When I come back from vacation, the team I'll be profiling first is the Seattle Seahawks.
Let's go, dude.
Boo, 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 boo.
And actually, they only have right now on their depth chart two listed quarterbacks. They're going to have to pick up someone else too, obviously. But right now it's just Geno and Sam Howell. That's it. And yeah, no more Pete Carroll this year.
I got three words for you. Ryan fucking Tannehill, baby.
Ooh, okay.
The fuck else is he doing?
True.
What's their... Oh, they're cap. They're in a cap hell.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Fuck it.
I thought they were going to have a bunch of cap next year. I was like, oh, they're going to be a team who's just going to pay for Dak, and they'll be fucking good. But no, they are...
Nope.
They are $17 million in the hole right now.
They paid for Geno.
Really?
They gave Geno an extension.
Dude, the Saints, once again, in 2025, $84 million in the hole before the season even starts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Derek Carr. We hardly knew
God,
you.
God, Derek Carr is going to be a Seahawk.
He's been great this year.
Dude, the quarterback market next year is going to be weird. You got Dak, and no, Baker re-signed, so Baker's not going to be on the market. Who else is going to be out there?
We'll do an episode on that.
Sure.
I was gonna say maybe it's not as interesting as I thought it was. And
Matt's,
always
Matt Stafford.
Hey, dude.
Probably.
And like, and look, I always love leaving dead air. Hey, Justin Fields. Who?
Russell, okay, so I got the rest. It's Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Jimmy G, Jordan Love, Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance. RIP the 2021 draft class.
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett, Tua. My guy, Taylor Heineke, Marcus Mariota, Drew Locke, Jarrett Stidham, Andy Dalton's going to retire, Justin Fields, Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston, Mac Jones. Oh my God, Carson Wentz has a job.
Wow. Yeah, he's Kansas City, right?
That's fucking crazy.
Oh, really?
Dude, Carson Wentz is going to get two rings on the bench.
Oh, shit.
That's incredible. Good for you.
Davis Mills, he'll be a free agent too.
Oh, dude. The world needed another Mike Glennon. Let's go.
Getting him in Dynasty.
Oh, God. Oh, God. All right. So, look. I thought we could play some games. I've decided that I want to spend some time over my summer break, which starts next week, to kind of build our profiles of what we're forecasting, both before the draft, like we did with our 420 episode, and then after the draft. I kind of want to see, because last year, you know, we made some claims, and I feel like, man, if we had put, like, more stock in Laporta, we'd be swimming in it.
Yeah.
You know? So I want to keep a list of all the stuff that we've done. So I've come up with some games that I want us to play.
Okay.
And I welcome anybody that wants to play at home to play as well. And we'll, if you beat us, then we'll quit forever. So, we're going to do a little rookies versus vets today, and I'm going to ask you to compare. You'll know what I'm asking you, but I want to see where you're putting these guys compared to players who are more established, you know, skill sets that we know and how it translates to the league. So, we're going to start with category one, which is total statistical output. So, I'm going to give you a category and two players, and I want you to tell me who you think is going to be higher. Number one, rushing yards. Who has more rushing yards this year, Kyler Murray or Jaden Daniels?
Ooh.
That's tough.
I didn't say it was going to be easy.
I'm going to go, screw it. I'm going with the unproven talent. I'm going Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Right, like that's his impulse. His impulse is to run, and that pocket's going to dissolve in half a millisecond.
Yeah.
I'm so in on Arizona this year. I think they're going to run a lot of RPO shit with Arizona, and they're going to use Kyler because he's fully healthy again as a weapon. So I'm going to go Kyler.
All right.
I'm down to see that too.
Split the room. And these are, so the first five are total statistical output. The next ones are per game averages. So this is just raw numbers. Who has more passing yards this year, Drake May or Bryce Young?
Ooh. I'm going to go Young.
Okay.
Are we going air yards or are we going like just like
yards?
Pointed to be. I'm going to go with Bryce Young again, man. I think they're going to dink and dunk. Trust the yak.
Okay.
Thielen's going to have some, not as much coverage on him.
They got Deontay.
Well, they have like, according to draft prospects the last 2 years, they have like three Debos. So, I mean, you just kind of got to put your faith in that, right?
How many Debos does it take to have a one functional passing offense? All right. Who has more receiving yards, Marvin Harrison Jr. or Chris Olave?
I'm not going to challenge Derek Carr, so it's going to be Olave.
Yo, dude, I'm thinking this is the Rashid Shaheed year. I'm thinking Rashid Shaheed gets.
Oh yeah, gets. I'd be down to see that shit.
That's Hold good. On, I got to find like Chris Olave's yearly totals.
Rashid Shaheed at least 4 50-yard or more touchdowns.
He might have done that last year. If you count punt returns,
I think he had like 4 or 5. I can't hold on. I'll vamp on Rashid Shaheed as much.
I thought it was only 2 or 3.
Listen,
yeah.
When you have like 75% exposure in best ball to a guy, every time he scores, you're like, I'm the smartest fantasy person that's ever lived.
It's true, dude.
But it's always the week that you don't start him.
Oh, well, best ball, you're good.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If he had 5 touchdowns last year,
let's go.
Oh, 50 yards or more?
Oh, I don't know. No. I don't know that. That's
what I said. I'm saying this year he's going to get 4 of 50 yards or more.
All right, Shane Marver or Olave?
I'm looking at Chris Olave, and I know we've been slandering the 20, or at least I have. I've been slandering the 2021 draft class, but like Chris Olave has put up over 1,000 yards in both of his seasons.
It's true.
Nice.
I'm going to go try to buy some Chris Olave. Okay. I think it's going to be Chris Olave because his rookie year, he put up 1,042. Last year, he put up 1,100. To ask Marv to put up over 1,000 is going to put him into like Justin Jefferson tier, right?
Okay.
Expectation. So I think he could be close to like 800 to 900, but I want to say Chris Olave.
Okay. This one, Shane, is a little, it's going to cut you deep. More total touchdowns this year. Doesn't matter how you score them. Total touchdowns. Xavier Leggett or Elijah Moore?
Leggett. No hesitation. I have 5 shares of Elijah Moore, and I'm thinking they're all getting cut this year. Are we really anticipating Cleveland going to fucking throw the ball that much successfully with a dog shit quarterback?
He was only good with
Joe Flacco.
Flacco, yeah.
His ADOT was so ass. Dude, I was looking at his, because I do this for all my players I'm going to cut, as I look at like their targets, their yards, and all that shit. His ADOT was so ass. I was like, he was getting like 9 targets a game, and yet he was doing like 50 yards a game. I'm like, this is so shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Ryan, Xavier Leggett or Elijah Moore?
Yeah, Leggett went to Carolina, right?
He did.
Yeah, I'll go Leggett.
I say Leggett scores 4 touchdowns this year, and my boy Elijah Moore scores 1.
he's gonna eat into those Thielen targets and catches.
All right, total touchdowns. Who has more, Romo Dunze or Jackson Smith and Jigba?
Ooh. I have to go Dunze.
Love it.
Because Caleb Williams is going to be the second coming in Chicago.
I 100 know that's the truth.
I think they're going to pass a significant amount compared to last year, right? Mm-hmm. And
sure hope
this
so.
is this was my hot take in the DM today. I think Keenan Allen is going to grossly disappoint people this year in fantasy. I think he's going to be wildly overdrafted in regards to like his finish.
Sure. He's going to be like a decoy.
Not a decoy, but I think like you have to look at context of like he was like the Puka in that offense, right? Where he was just like target locked every fucking game. Like if he wasn't getting 10 targets, 12 targets a game, it wasn't even close. And he's in a new system, rookie quarterback, right? Like it's going to be close, but I think Rome will have like two more touchdowns than JSN. As long as, I mean, JSN, his stats were good. Again, another dude who suffered from his shitty ADOT because coaches are just like, hey, you're winning 80% of your zone attacks. Let's get you for fucking 2 yards.
Right.
Wow. Well, we've got a lot of unanimous votes. So hopefully category two will split you a little bit. These are averages per game. So this is not total number. This is average per game. Receiving yards per game, Malik Nabers or Drake London?
Receiving yards per game, Nabers or London? No, we got Cousins down in Atlanta. I'm going Atlanta.
From London? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel the same thing too. It's going to be disappointing. I think he's going to have wide receiver two consistency, but I think Malik Nabers is going to have like 3 or 4 weeks where he wins people weeks and we go buck wild. But I think on average, I think we're going to have like 75 yards for Drake London and like 70 for Nabers.
Okay, so it's close for you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I got a good one for you. Receptions per game, Ben Sinnott or Zach Ertz?
Oh, you know I gotta go with my boy Sinnott.
That's not divisive at all, Tony. That's Ben Sinnott.
I think people are sleeping on a 34-year-old tight end who just came off ACL surgery. I said
what
it.
What team is he even on?
Washington.
Oh, yeah,
they're both Washington tight ends.
You know what, dude? It's gonna be funny because the first month it's gonna be Zach Ertz time, and then everyone's gonna be like, "Oh shit, he's old," and he gets hurt again. And they're going to drop Ben Sinnott, whatever you want to pronounce it, and we're going to fucking scoop it up again.
Pounce. Okay. Passing yards per game. J.J. McCarthy or Will Levis?
I'm going to go J.J.
Okay.
Yep, I'm there too. That style of offense is very much conducive of efficiency, and like they don't run the ball ever, right? Or they do run the ball, but it's ass when they do attempt to run the ball. I'm gonna go with JJ.
Okay. Receiving yards per game, Keon Coleman or Calvin Ridley?
Where'd Ridley go again?
He's in Tennessee.
That's right.
With
D-Hop. That's how they got right.
Treylon Burks, who can still it's still good. It's still good.
Let it go, Tony.
Dude. His time's coming. Don't worry. It'll be this year, Tony.
Yeah, dude. All of my patience will be rewarded. I will drink the Flavor Aid.
I'll go Ridley.
Okay.
Who was the first option? Sorry.
Keon Coleman.
Receptions per game?
Yards. Receiving yards per game.
Yards per game. Ah, man, that's fucking hard, right? Because, like, obviously Buffalo's going to, like, spread the ball out more and diversify, but to, like,
better quarterback.
100%. But also to ask Keon Coleman to get, like, 800 yards in his rookie year, right? That's a lot. Like, that's a lot of yards for a player that a lot of people didn't really believe in coming to the process.
True.
I'm gonna go better quarterback. Honestly, I think supporting cast is gonna lead to some Keon belief here.
All right. Yes, I win. All right. Rushing yards per game, Jonathan Brooks or Zach Moss? How much do you trust the Cincinnati offensive line?
Well, they fixed it up a little bit, but Burrow's still getting sacked a lot. But
it's play calling. It's fucking play calling.
Zach Taylor sucks ass.
Yeah. They ran straight into the fucking backs of their offensive linemen. That's what That's the Taylor gene, right? Because Travis Etienne did that a shitload in Jacksonville. And Press Taylor, the offensive coordinator in Jacksonville, is Zach Taylor from Cincinnati's brother, who also, like, married into a coaching industry job. So, like, it's all nepotism. Fuck all of them.
Well, I mean, like, we've talked about it for, like, 2 years, right? Like, the Bengals are... They're not winning because of coaching. They're winning because they're playing so far above their coaching ability based on raw talent.
Dude, yeah. Like, Zach Taylor is seriously just Matt Nagy. He just
with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Right, right.
I'll gamble. I'll go with the rookie.
Okay. Spicy. Love it.
I think I'm going Zach Moss, right? Like, I think he's like mid, right? I think he was a one hit wonder kind of guy based on the Shane Steichen system. But like, to trust a guy coming back from an ACL tear on a team that's like completely retooling, and like, I know we're getting like a rookie fever. I'm seeing it in like drafts. Like Jonathan Brooks went like 108 in a league that I'm in, where I'm like, hey guys, we've gone too far for a class that's like not great. Even JJ Zacharyson was like, yeah, he reached a threshold above 90, but like this class still isn't like insane, right? So I think it's just like people drafting based on scarcity. So sure. I think I'm going Zach Moss.
Okay. All right. Here's the last thing that I want us to do today. In honor of the sick parlay I cooked up last night for the Celtics Cavs game that missed by half one point. Yeah, I lost on the hook. We're going to do some overs and unders. So, okay. Ryan, Shane, let me tell you a little bit about like underdog best ball format, just because it'll help you prepare for this.
Listen, hey, we talked about last week. If you were mentioning best ball bro again, we're going to cut you off.
So. I said specific rosters, specific rosters.
You need to phrase this in a different way of, hey, for seasonality.
Okay. Underdog best ball, underwritten by BlackRock, the worst corporation on earth. Literally the 21st century version of like the Dutch East India Company. Their rules, like, we're using their ADP for this last game.
Correct.
And the format for their best ball tournaments is, it's a huge tournament. There's like a 400,000 entries or something like that.
Use and code THFantasy for $10 match from Underdog.
Use code THFantasy to blow up a housing development that like destroyed a green space in a city. So it's half PPR. One quarterback, two running backs, two flex, two wide receivers, one tight end. So half PPR. We're going to do some overs-unders here. I've got five rookies and five vets. And I'm going to give you a number. And if you say under, that means the number is lower. And if you say over, that means the number is higher. Pretty standard stuff. Just want to get that out of the way. So I'm going to give you a number. You tell me if this player's ADP is under or over on best ball. Data is accurate as of yesterday, so this is super current. The line for Malik Nabers is 34.5 overall.
It's like mid-third.
Yep. 12, yeah, they're 12 teams in a bracket.
I'll say over.
Okay.
I'm going to say lower.
So over and under. The answer is under. Malik Nabers right now on Underdog Best Ball is 28.
Oh my God.
Oh, really?
There's your rookie fever. Next up, Austin Eckler. The line is 100. Pick 100.5.
I'm going to say over.
Okay.
I'm going under. I think he's like 90.
He is over. He is pick 109.
Nice.
Dude, it is fucking... Remember when we called him a landmine last year? Holy shit.
Yep, he was first-round pick last year. Let's get another crusty old running back here. Tony Pollard, my boy. The line, 85.5. Over or under?
85.5?
Correct.
I'll go under.
Yeah, I'm going under too.
You are both incorrect. It is over. It is 90. What? His ADP right now on Underdog Best Ball is 90.
Oh my God, that's so exploitive.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why I want to get the research done as soon as fucking possible so I can build this shit out like crazy.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to Rookie Town. Brian Thomas Jr. Is he over or under pick 70.5? So that's about round six, mid-round six.
I'm going to say over, but he's like before 75, I think.
Yeah, I'm there with Ryan.
Well, I'm glad you said that because he is actually over at 73.
Nice.
My man, let's go.
I tried I actually tried to get him in the Dynasty startup, but someone sneaked him like two picks before me.
Yep.
That would have been my wide receiver, but then, yep. Sorry.
So I'll reward you for nailing that one so well with a guy we all like. Christian Kirk, ADP, 60.5, over or under?
Christian Kirk. I feel like he's fallen, right? So I'll go over.
Yep, I'm there too.
You are both incorrect. He is 55th right now. You can get him.
Wow, really?
We have so many listeners, dude. Everybody just loves Christian Kirk because of our podcast.
Except I know, for right? The ones that like Harrison Butker. Get the fuck out. All right. Romo Dunze, 65.5, over, under, you call it.
Romo Dunze, 65 and a half?
Correct.
I'm going under. He's pretty hyped.
Yeah, I'm there too.
You are both correct. Romo Dunze's ADP is 64.
Pretty close, though.
I did that on purpose. All right. For the last four, we're not going to do overall rankings. We are going to do positional rankings. So I'm going to give you a player, and I'm going to tell you what positional rank he is, and you'll tell me if you think it's over or under. Okay. And we're going to start with Jonathan Brooks, running back, Carolina Panthers. Is he over or under running back 28?
Wow.
You said it, bro.
I'm going to say under, but it's super close to that. Like 25, 26, 27.
I feel like he's like running back 16.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like just from like what I've seen, I think people are just expecting this dude to just be like fucking Saquon.
You are both correct. But Ryan is extra correct. He is running back 25.
Nice.
I mean, I guess it's like, it makes sense, right? Like, but also like, who are you taking ahead of him? Gus Bus? Right? Like,
I mean, all right. Kyle Pitts, tight end 7, over or under?
I think the guy's just cursed. So go over, but he's, like maybe top 10.
Yeah, so I think
8, 9, or 10.
I think he's 8. I'm going over.
Kyle Pitts is tight end 6.
What?
Kyle Pitts is tight end 6.
Those people don't believe in the curse.
Is Mandrews like tight end 7? Tight end 5?
Let me pull it up.
Nah, Kittle's probably 8.
Yeah, Kittle's probably, I was thinking like 5.
You know what that means, guys? It's the year of Dallas Goedert again.
Oh, shit.
Don't say that.
Dalton Schultz.
I think this is the year, though, I for sure go blob tight end, right? Like, Jake Ferguson in the 8th. Fuck it, right?
Dude, he's going to be good this year.
He's going to finish top 10.
Colby Parkinson's.
Maybe Kelsey's 5? It's probably Laporta, McBride, maybe Kelsey? Then Andrews?
Maybe Kelsey's like 3 or 4.
All right. So underdog ADP at tight end. Laporta, tight end 1. There you go, Ryan.
Nice.
Travis Kelsey, tight end 2.
Oh. Hey, fantasy hasn't lost its mind completely.
Trey McBride, tight end 3.
Okay.
I think you spoke too soon, Shane, because tight end 4 is Dalton Kincaid.
Really?
Yep. He's been dropping since the draft, but he's still tight end three.
Or tight end four. He's a dude I don't think, no matter what he does, any of us will believe. Right? Like, anytime someone brings up Kincaid, I'm like, I don't care.
Dawson Knox is going to catch so many garbage touchdowns that could have gone to Kincaid.
Mark Andrews, tight end five. Kyle Pitts, tight end six. George Kittle, tight end seven.
It's always the same, man. What's Ninjoku?
Actually, so let me ask my last tight end over under before we go through this list.
All right.
Shane, Ryan, Brock Bowers, tight end 12, over or under?
I'm going over.
I feel like they got him under. Like, he's like 10 or 11.
He is tight end 11.
Damn.
That is... So let's go through the tight end list then. So we went Laporta, Kelsey, McBride, Kincaid, Andrews, Pitts, Kittle, Evan Ingram, tight end 8.
That's a good value.
Yep. Jake Ferguson, tight end 9. Big Ferg.
Ferg.
Njoku, tight end 10. Brock Bowers, tight end 11. Dallas Goedert, tight end 12. Hockenson, tight end 13. Dalton Schultz at 14. Komet at 15. Pat Freiermuth at tight end 16.
Yeah, it's over.
He's going to finish the year like 22.
Yeah, like he always does.
Really nothing too surprising after that. I mean, Ben Sinnott at tight end 17 is, and I love the guy, but that we're getting a little optimistic here.
I mean, I think if you do like the I hate to fucking be like, you should roster two tight ends, but like, I think
Ryan did it. Sam Laporta.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like,
Sam Laporta and Travis Kelce. I mean,
that's dynasty too. That's different, right? As opposed to a draft. But like, I don't know, like Hockenson at 11, right? Like, sure, he's gonna have a shitty start to the year, but like, he could be like a Breece Hall type, where like he just wins you playoffs.
Yeah, sure. Let's see. We got Luke Musgrave, tight end 18. Hunter Henry, 19. Cade Otton at 20.
That's so gross.
That is full-on blob.
I'm also, like, so in love with Luke Musgrave, right? Where I'm just like, don't put him next to fucking Hunter Henry.
Ryan, Daniel Bellinger, the disrespect, tight end 44.
Whoa. I thought he would at least be in the 30s.
Dude, that's just Waleed just drafting Jalen Hyatt everywhere to bump his ADP up.
Dude, what's his name? Theo Johnson, tight end 39. He's up there.
Theo's before Bellinger? Yep. Oh, wow.
Who's Crisco's guy again?
Jaheim Gerald Bell. Everett?
Oh, no. Jaheim Bell, right? Yeah.
Hang on, I have to go to
the even on page. The list?
Yeah, I was like, he's even ranked.
We got some fucking Ryan regulars on page 2 of the list.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's read them off.
All right, we'll start at 50. We'll start at 51 here. Okay. And Ryan will just go into like a just trip on like tight end nostalgia for a couple minutes. We got tight end 51, Albert O.
Nice.
Tight end 52, Austin Hooper.
Nice. 4,600.
53 is Brenton Strange. And then you've got Brevin Jordan, Brevin Spanford, Brock Wright, tight end 56. Value.
Damn.
CJ Uzoma. Is up there.
Uzama.
Cole Turner. You got everyone's favorite guy that I had to watch a bunch of tape on. Dalen Holker at 59 for
he's ranked.
New Orleans.
Where's Jeremy Rutker in this list?
Wait. This gets even better because Dalen Holker is 59th. 61st is the guy I thought was tight end 1 last year, Darnell Washington.
LeMayo.
All right. So I heard Jaheim Bell at 68.
Whoa.
Dude, Jeff and your Scott Fishbowl. There you go, dude.
And Jeremy Rucker, tight end 70.
Nice. He's going to have his year. Just wait. Rucker's still on the Jets, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think so. I
believe so.
Why not? Zach Kuntz, tight end 90. Tommy Tremble, tight end 85. The value.
Nice. Is he still on Carolina, or are you traded?
Yeah. He is actually, Ryan, the two guys before Tommy Tremble at tight end 84 and 83, respectively, Tip Ryman and Tegan Quitoriano.
Damn, where's Colby Parkinson? Or did we go over him already?
Oh, he's way past this. He's definitely in the 40s. Let's find out. Damn, Jesper Horsted.
Nice. He's still playing.
Colby Parkinson, tight end 35, ahead of Zach Ertz.
Wow. All right, it's a Parkinson year.
Darren Waller.
you heard it now. Play him in season one or in week one because he's going to be above 5,000 by week four.
Oh my God, Ryan. Shut up. Darren Waller, tight end 32.
Okay.
Uninspiring. Tyler Conklin.
It's falling apart. Weird.
Yeah, dude. The facade is up. Rob Gronkowski, tight end 112.
Nice. I love how he's on the ranks and he's been retired for 2 years.
It's like Sleeper. Sleeper still has like fucking Drew Brees and
yeah,
Matt Ryan.
Foster Moreau, tight end 102. That's a good one. I like that one.
Damn. For all the Aussies out there, Fosters. What's the last ranking on there? Does it go past? What number does it go to?
Gronk was second to last.
Oh, okay. Who's the very last one?
Who is the Mr. Irrelevant of underdog tight ends? It is Tyler Mabry.
Okay.
109 is Logan Thomas. 110 is Mo Alie-Cox.
Wow.
111 is Payne Durham. Rob Gronkowski, 112.
There's going to be a Mo Alie-Cox touchdown this year.
That sucks. I don't care about that.
You know what's fucked up, dude? I've been hanging out with you guys for so long that I know every single player that was named off that list.
It's crazy. I don't even like tight ends. It's an awful position. So I'm not even... It's all Ryan. It's all just like fucking osmosis its way into my life. And now I'm like, oh yeah, dude, Tegan Quitoriano. He's on the fucking...
Right.
He's on the Texans. Holy shit. If three guys get hurt, he might be able to get... he might be tight end too. So that was great. So thank you guys for coming. Our research starts next week.
Guys, Tony, excited? Who are you starting with?
I'm starting with the Arizona Cardinals.
Nice. Ooh. I'm going with the Patriots.
That's so ugly. I hate that.
I'm getting it out of the way.
I mean, I found a lot of cool stuff on the Cardinals. I'll give you a little teaser right now. Did you know the Cardinals led the league in percentage of runs that went for 5 or more yards, 10 or more yards, 15 or more yards, or 20 or more yards?
That's because James Conner's a fucking dog, dude.
I really like Trey Benson. We'll talk. We'll talk next week. It's going to be fun. Ryan, enjoy your time off the grid. A well-deserved rest.
Sure. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and then we're going to bug you about getting a cat once you get back. And we'll party. We'll have a good time. Sure. Shane's got a fucking forklift to operate.
Yeah, I'm literally at work right now. This is how dangerous white men are, is I went home to get my podcasting equipment to record just so I could get on the forklift in 30 minutes.
So you're podcasting on the forklift. I love it.
That'd be sick, dude.
That would be raw as hell.
I'm not even certified. Who gives a shit?
No, dude, we're fuck this. If anyone, I figure anyone that works for OSHA probably tuned out when we said the Harrison Butker stuff. So
no, here's the OSHA trick, right? You set your OSHA appointment after all your laborers have gone home.
That's genius.
So you clean everything up. There's nobody working. They take photos of everything and they leave.
That's perfect. There you go. I mean, look, capitalism's a grift, right? Make it work for you. So Ryan, catch some big fish for us. Enjoy some fun in the sun. And
yeah, should be fun.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll have some more fun stuff for you. Next week it's just Shane and I. We're going to start the research. And then we heard a little spoiler about who Ryan's going to do in 2 weeks. Get ready. Hopefully.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited for it. So.
Oh, yeah. Buy our rookie guide.
Oh, dude. Right? 100% of the proceeds go towards on-the-ground organizations helping in Palestine. So if you got 10 bucks, send it our way. We'll send you a rookie guide. You don't even have to read it, but feel better about yourself and all that stuff. So until next week, I'm Tony. There's Ryan, and Shane's at work, and Craig is always working. So good night.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody. lover of Derek Carr.